Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah-Worthy.
You have come here to hear His Word for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let me encounter You. Lord, let me hear Your voice. Lord, let me hear Your Word. I don't want to be in the same position the same time next year. I want to go forward. I want to be fulfilling what You have for me. I want to receive all that You have destined for my life. Lift up Your voice to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we give You praise. My Lord and my God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen tonight. Say amen tonight. Oh, if you can tell, I'm fired up. I am excited. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. You have not seen anything yet. Oh, what you saw in 2017 cannot be compared with what God will do in your life in 2018. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, what we believe is what we are empowered to become. Oh, what we expect is what we will see. Notice what Mary said in Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Thank You, Lord. What we believe and what we expect is what we will see in the coming year. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Thank You, Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God, we are in there for a treat tonight. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank You for coming out, my Lord and my God. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Lord, we thank You for protection, for health, for everything. Notice, Elizabeth said to Mary, she said, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is she who believed. When we believe, there will be a performance of everything that God has said He will do in our lives. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Notice what He says in John chapter 1, verse 12. Thank You, Lord. John chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is she who believe, for there will be a fulfillment. What we believe, we will see. According to the word of God, we will see in our lives. John chapter 1, verse 12. Thank You, Lord. John 1, 12. He says, but as many as received Him, to them He gave right to become the children of God, to those who believe in His name. Those who believe, they became. Believing empowers you to see the hand of God at work in your life. To as many as believe, they became the children of God. You cannot become what you don't believe. When you believe the word of God, power is released in the word of God for it to become. Oh, all throughout the Old Testament, God has been speaking. My son is coming. My son is coming. My son is coming. Oh, but when the angel came and spoke the word of God to Mary, when she believed, conception took place. The power of God was released and the Son of God was conceived. When we believe the promises of God, when we believe the word of God, it becomes in our lives. God speaks according to His capacity to perform, not according to our size. He speaks according to His capacity and His ability to perform. my Lord and my God. And so our expectation, that when we, what we expect plays an important role, and that is what we will see in the coming year. When we expect God's best, we will receive His best. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that raise your expectation as we head into 2018. Get set for amazing things to happen in your life. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. What we don't expect, we are not permitted to experience. But as we enter the new year, oh, let your expectation be from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 24. Thank you, Lord. He says, my son, verse 13, Proverbs 24, verse 13. Oh, let me read it from the King James version. I like it in the King James. He says, my son, eat thou honey because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to your taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy hope or thy expectation shall not be cut off. When you have found the sweetness of God's word, when you have found God's word and you begin to believe and to expect in line with it, your expectation will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, in 2018, I pray that may your expectation according to God's word not be cut off. If you believe that, say amen tonight. When you have found it, oh, when you have found His word, oh, there shall be a reward, and your expectation will not be cut off. In the mighty name of Jesus, because when we see God's word, the revelation of God's word is what paints a picture of what we should expect. And so when we see it in His word and begin to expect it, oh, we are empowered to receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Romans 15:4 says that, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope or expectation. These things in the Bible are written for our expectation, for our hope. Thank you, Lord. So what are we to expect in 2018? Number one, expect to be free from every curse and bondage of the enemy. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 22, the last book of the Bible and the last chapter as well. Revelation 22 from verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My Lord and my God. I'm so excited. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Revelation 22. Okay. He says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. And on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruit. Each tree, notice, yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree, notice, were for the healing of the nation. But it says every month, these trees yield their fruit. Verse 3, and it says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. Notice, and His servants shall serve Him. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. In the next 12 months, expect that every month, oh, you will yield a harvest from the throne room of God Himself for the restoration of your life. The way for the healing of the nations. Thank you, Lord. And verse 3 says, and there shall be no more cares. There shall be no more cares. And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Expect to walk no more in the cares. Because in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Thank you, Father. Let's start from verse 4. This is so good. Ephesians 2, 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we've just seen in Revelation that he's saying that there shall be no more cares. You are seated tonight in heavenly places where there is no cares permitted. In 2018, in the mighty name of Jesus, expect that you will not walk in the cares, but you will walk in the blessing, because you are seated where there is no more cares. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, expect every month for God's visitation to restore your life. If you believe that, say amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Expect to possess every possession of yours in Christ Jesus, and expects that the one that God has made you to be to rise up in you. Notice what he says in Obadiah. Thank you, Lord. Obadiah, it's only one chapter, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. I feel like running around this building. Thank you, Lord. Verse 17 says, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob, put the name of your house there, shall possess their possessions. Oh, my house, this house, your house, expect in 2018 to possess everything that God has for you in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. You see, in Hebrews 12:22, he compares the church. He says, when we come together, we have come unto Mount Zion, unto the church of the living God, unto the church of the firstborn, unto an innumerable company of angels, and to the saints who are in heaven. When we gather together like this, we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Zion, typically speaking. And so he's saying, upon Mount Zion, oh, you will possess your possessions. Oh, expect to possess your possessions in 2018. And verse 21 in the same Obadiah says, and saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. Saviors, expect that God will use your life to make an impact on somebody else. Expect that you will be a solution bearer. Expect that, oh God, your life will make an impact. Your life will matter. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the one that God has made you to be, he says, saviors shall come upon Mount Zion. Who God has made you to be, expect to walk in the fullness of it in the coming year. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
Expect to be a solution provider where people are scratching their heads and don't know what to do. May the wisdom of God flow through you to make an impact on them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what he says in Psalm 87. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 87, verse 5 to 7. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, and of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. Of Zion, he's talking about the church. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registered the people that this one was born there. Selah, both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. All my springs. It said, it shall be said of Zion. Saviors are coming out. The world hasn't seen you yet. They haven't seen the best of your life yet. It will be said that this person and this person was born there. Great people are coming up out of the church. May the greatness of God in you come and be made manifest in the coming year. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Expect to be visited all throughout the year. Expect to be visited with God's goodness all throughout the year. All throughout the year. Expect to be visited by Almighty God himself. And God visited Sarah as he had said. Sarah was barren and wasn't producing anything in her old age. But God visited Sarah and turned their life around, and it was turned into a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray any barren place in your life in the year 2018, may you be visited by Almighty God, and may that situation be turned around for a testimony. If that's you, say a big amen. Expect to be visited by God. Expect God's visitation. May every trial of your life, oh, be turned into a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to the name of the Lord. Number three, expect sudden turnaround. Expect sudden turnaround. Expect sudden turnaround. Acts chapter 16, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts 16, 26. What should you expect? Expect it suddenly. My Lord and my God. He says, suddenly. This was when they were in prison. Paul and Silas had been in prison. And it was very dark. The midnight hour. Oh, but they began to pray and to sing praises to God. And God visited that prison and shook it. And suddenly, people that were in captivity, oh, their story was turned around and they were free. Amen. Expect God's visitation. Expect God to visit you. Oh, suddenly. You may sleep one night with a situation. The next day, suddenly, you are waking up to a miracle. 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 Suddenly, they were free. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loose. I see you being loose. I'm walking in your freedom in 2018. If that's you, say a big amen. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, the children of Israel. Oh, the children of Israel. They had been in captivity for 430 years. Think about it. All these years, they had been in captivity. Oh, but one night God visited them in Egypt, and that was the end of their captivity. Amen. They went out free that night. They went out free that night. Oh, and when they were going out, they went out with a bounty. Oh, they had been working all these years and they had not been paid. God said, today is payday. Today is payday. Their misfortune was turned into a fortune overnight. Expect sudden turnaround in 2018. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I believe it so strongly. Your mouth will be filled with testimonies. This time next year, you will be celebrating the goodness of the Lord. You will be celebrating His work in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, they went out in grand style from their captivity in Egypt. Notice what he says. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. He says, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. Oh, and it came to pass, verse 41, at the end of 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. That was the end of their captivity. Beginning tonight, every form of captivity, I see you coming out. I see you coming out. This is the beginning of nights for you. You are coming out into your glorious destiny. You are coming out into that which God has for your life. If you believe that, say amen tonight. God gave them favor. May you walk in the favor of the Lord as you make a decision to serve Him. As you make a decision and a choice to believe His word, to believe what He has spoken. Thank you, Lord. Notice what happened in 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1. Another suddenly. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Expect suddenly to be visited by God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat it. Oh, my Lord and my God. The word of the Lord came and said, look, this was a serious famine. People were boiling their children and eating it. This was a serious scenario. But God's word came and said, oh, this famine has been going on. But suddenly, tomorrow by this time, there is going to be an abundance. Something is going to turn around. Oh, this person said, even if God came down himself and did this, there's no way it can happen. He wasn't believing the word of God. Oh, if God was to open the windows of heaven, there's no way this can happen. The man of God said, really? You will see it, but you won't enjoy it. Oh, you know what happened? 4 leprous men were sitting at the entrance of the gate. Oh, and they said, why sit we here? The word of God went into effect. Why sit we here until we die? If we sit here, we will die. Oh, there's no hope for us sitting here. Sitting here won't do any good. Let's do something. If we go into the camp of the Syrians, if they kill us, they kill us. But peradventure, when we go, there is a possibility that we will live. They began to march, and God magnified their steps. And the Syrians had the host of an army, and they began to run. They left all their goods. and they left they left it there. These people went there and they said they took whatever they wanted, went to hide some, and they said, "We are not doing right. Let's go into the city and say what has happened there." Oh, within 24 hours, what God has said came to pass. In the name of Jesus, in 2018, expect some suddenlies. Expect some turnaround. Situations that have been long-standing for years in your business, in your family, in your health. In the mighty name of Jesus, expect it to turn around. I see them turning around. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say amen. Thank you, Lord. In Acts chapter 2, they were all waiting in the upper room. Suddenly, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as God gave them utterance. Saul wasn't even in the lineage of kings. Suddenly, he was promoted and he became the king of the whole land. Think about Joseph. All through his life, he had a dream in his heart. Oh, but suddenly, the king sent for him. Oh, the king sent for him. And he went from a prisoner to being next in command in the land. Suddenly, his life was turned around. That will be your story. That will be your story in 2018. That will be your story in 2018. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In 2018, you are going to experience supernatural advancement. Amen. Moses was just in the backside of the wilderness. One encounter with God changed his whole story. It changed his whole life. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I like how he puts it again in the King James. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Samuel said unto the people, "It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt." Who advanced him? It is God. It is God that advanced Moses and Aaron. I see you experiencing supernatural advancement. Amen. In 2018. Amen. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt. One encounter with God turned the story of Moses around. Oh, one encounter with God turned the story of David around. The Bible says that I called him from following sheep. He was following sheep. Think about it. You are following sheep. Oh, but God turned his story around. In the name of Jesus, you are going to be experiencing supernatural advancement all throughout the coming year. One encounter with his word, may it advance you in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What should you expect in 2018? Expect to walk in health and strength. Expect to walk in health and strength. Health and strength and vitality. No sickness is allowed in your life. He says when he led them out of Egypt, there was no one feeble person amongst them. Think about it. 3 million plus people. There was no one person feeble among them. And we are living in a better covenant with better promises. Expect to walk in health and in strength, not in feebleness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Expect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel 11, verse 32. Expect again to command supernatural exploits. Exploits that will make the world wonder. Thank you, Lord. Daniel 11, 32. He says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God, notice what will happen. They will be strong, strength, and do exploits, and walk in the miraculous, and do exploits. The people that know their God, that means you have to make a choice and a decision that next year I will know him more than I did in this year. I will get to know him more. I will get to spend time in his word. I'll spend time praying and seeking his face. I will want to know him more than I've ever known in ever in my Christian experience. And what will happen? The people that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. That will be your testimony in 2018. Expect that in 2018. Oh, that you will be strong and you will do exploits. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Carry out great exploits. This other translation says, thank you, Father. And then also expect. Oh, you see, when God begins to advance you, some people will envy you. people that don't know God, they will begin to envy you. Notice what he says about the blessed person in Psalm 112. Study that sometime. That's your homework for the new year. Oh, but this man gets so blessed. Psalm 112 verse 10. He says, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. Your advancement will attract attention from the enemy. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. Oh, but the desire of the wicked shall perish. No desire of the enemy against your life in 2018 will succeed. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, but their desire will not be fulfilled. Their desire will not be fulfilled. It will all perish. In the mighty name of Jesus. Notice again Psalm 110. Verse 1 to 3, thank you, Lord. No work of the enemy against your life will succeed. He says, Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers, this translation says. The other translation says, your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Rule down. Expect to walk in dominion in the coming year. Rule down in the midst of your enemies. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Because God is with you. Expect to rule in the midst of your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then expect that every day you will be daily loaded with his benefits. Expect his benefits every single day in 2018. Psalm 68, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Expect to be loaded every day with his benefits. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Oh, the God of our salvation, the God of our deliverance. Every day, expect a daily load of his benefits. And this morning we saw it. And in Psalm 103, he talks about what some of the benefits are. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He delivers your life from destruction. He crowns you with his loving kindness. Expect to be loaded with his benefit. With his benefit. With his benefit. If that's you, say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then expect to go forward. Expect to advance. We've looked at it. Expect to go forward in the year 2018. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 26. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. There was a famine in the land, but Isaac kept going forward and forward, and he kept being blessed and being blessed and prospering. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Expect to go forward, not backwards. Continuous progress. Thank you, Lord. The King James says that then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. That same year. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward. And grew until he became very great. Everybody was not doing well. Everybody may not be doing well. But I expect my God that I will go forward. Amen. Expect to go forward. Amen. Expect to go forward. Expect to experience his blessing in your life. That will be your testimony all throughout. The man went forward that same year. That will be your testimony in 2018. If you believe it, raise up your hands and shout aloud, amen. Say amen. I believe I am going forward. In 2018, I am not going backward. In my family, I am going forward. In my health, I am going forward. In my career, I am going forward. In the name of Jesus, I will walk in the blessing. In Jesus' name, say hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You are going forward. You are going forward. Thank you, Lord. How do I experience all these things in 2018? Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. Be sensitive to his word. Be spiritually engaged. Oh, be spiritual. Be sensitive to what God is saying to you through his word and through what he speaks to you in your heart. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. To experience all these things, you have to be spiritual. We have to be spiritual. The Revelation chapter 1 verse 10 says that, it talks about the fact that John, he was in the spirit. And then he heard the word of the Lord. He says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard behind me a great voice. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be sensitive to God and to his leadings and to his directions all throughout the year. Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Is life and peace. Is life and peace. It's life and peace. It's life and peace. It's life and peace. It's life and peace. May that be your testimony. May that be your testimony. May that be your testimony. Be spiritual. And as you are spiritual, oh, may you experience the fullness of all that God has for your life. And congratulations, you have just entered 2018. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Welcome to your year of advancement. Welcome to your year of progress. Welcome to your year of prosperity. Welcome to your year of health. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. This year is your year. I said 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 this year is your year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. We are going to declare some things into this year and set the pace. And when I say it, please repeat after me. This year, I will enter my wealthy place. This year, everything that I may have lost is restored seven times, seven times, seven times. This year, the Lord will give me his rain in his season. This year, every man shall yield its fruit in Jesus' name. This year, I will never lack finances. This year, I shall eat bread and be satisfied. This year, I shall lie down and none shall make me afraid. This year, I shall lie down and none shall make me afraid. This year, every spirit of poverty, financial misfortune, sickness, fear, and death is shaken off, is shaken off, is shaken off, is shaken off. This year, I will walk in the blessing of the Lord. I will walk in the blessing of the Lord, in Jesus' name. This year, every reproach is cast away, and the shame of my face is taken away. This year, all my enemies who rise up against me shall fall. They are subdued in Jesus' name. This year, the God of heaven will announce me, will announce me, will announce me in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, lift up your hands and give him praise. 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 Give him praise and glory. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. This year, I experience his peace, his grace, his joy, his security, his protection. These are all mine in Jesus' mighty name. Let's raise up our hands and give him praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And now, did you write anything on your paper, the paper that you received when you came in? Your expectation for 2018, lift it up before God tonight. The Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. He was left alone. Oh, he was left alone. Hannah went into the temple. Year after year, she had been going. But this year, she went and said, this is my year. I am living with my miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift them up before God. Mark 11:24. Thank you, Lord. Lift them up before God. Or write something down. Put whatever you are expecting in the year 2018. Put them down. He says, write the vision down that he may run. You will run with it. Write it down tonight. Thank you, Lord. What are you expecting from God tonight, this year? Make it known to him. And then we'll go before him in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Those the things that you have written down on that paper, take them before God tonight, this morning. Take them before God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Your expectation for 2018. Oh, Mark 11:24. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them in this moment. Believe that you receive them in this moment. Hannah left the temple. She wiped her tears away and she was no more sad. Believe that you receive them according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. Next year, by this time, everything listed here is turned to a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, talk to God, talk to God. Jacob was left alone. No one can pray better than you can pray for yourself. Lift up your voice. Leka dos kapalia sotea. Reso so. Lift up your voice. Pray in the understanding and in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, this issue must turn to a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lekabosa, let this year not be an ordinary year. Isaac went forward. This year I expect to go forward. Oh, Hannah returned with that testimony. Next year I am returning with that testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lekabroskipa. Reso. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Mean business with God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Kabalalabasotea. Reso. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Call out to God. Call out to God. Every 3 months, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every month of this year, let me experience your goodness. As I make serving you a lifestyle, as my love for you grows, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let me experience you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rapapa sotea. Oh, Lord, let us experience you. Let 2018 not be an ordinary year, but let us go forward. Those issues of concern in the name of Jesus, they are turned to testimonies. Every tear wiped from our eyes. No more cares, but the blessing of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's prepare. Thank you, Father. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine on you in 2018. May he cause you to experience his very best. Next year, when we meet the same time, may you return with testimonies. May your mouth be filled with laughter. May every area of concern, oh, be turned to a testimony. In the name of Jesus. May this year be the best year of your life. May this year be the best year that you have experienced yet. In the name of Jesus. May you testify at this end of this year and say, wow, what a year it has been. Wow, what a year it has been. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.